You are listening to a disease state director from HospitalEnglish.com, English for the medical professional. Type 2 diabetes is the most common of the two forms of diabetes, affecting 90% or greater of the people with diabetes. In type 2 diabetes, the pancreas produces insulin, but the cells of the body become resistant, or the amount of insulin produced is not enough. Glucose builds up in the bloodstream, and the cells of the body are unable to function properly. Type 2 diabetes can affect anyone at any age, but is more common in overweight populations, people with a family history of type 2 diabetes, the elderly, and people with metabolic syndrome. The origin is still unknown, but it is probably a combination of factors. Many life-threatening problems can occur with uncontrolled blood glucose levels. The three most notable are retinopathy, kidney damage, and circulatory problems. Retinopathy is caused by damage to the small blood vessels of the retina. These blood vessels begin to leak fluid into the retina, which leads to blurred vision. Kidney damage is caused by destruction of the small vessels in the nephrons, allowing protein to flow into the urine. As this neuropathy continues, the function of the kidney declines and leads to kidney failure and end-stage kidney disease. Circulatory problems and nerve damage are caused by a hardening of the arteries. This causes loss of sensation, risk of ulcers, infection, and can lead to amputation. The effects of type 2 diabetes on the body are often irreversible and compounding. Quick diagnosis and immediate strict control of blood glucose levels is crucial. You have been listening to a disease state director from HospitalEnglish.com. Visit HospitalEnglish.com for more disease state directors.